Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Rich Rollins. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing third base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verals hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Perry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hall scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Roman pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Stanley trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek juggles the ball. That's an error on Nasek. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground that hits Northrup. Northrup is out and Cash is safe at first. There goes Northrup trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to second. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mincher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nasek moves to third. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Euler strikes out. One out. George Thomas pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Mincher is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-0 in the game. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Joe Nasek. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Jerry Kindle now playing third base. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Cash reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Al Worthington now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Euler strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.